Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Precious one, we're not in normal times and your only sustenance is the quality of God's Word in you. Join Reverend Daniel as he teaches on the topic, the Christian's reality in today's crisis. Stay tuned and be blessed.
If you look at the things the Holy Ghost directed us to do, He knew what was coming.
Amen.
So by this time, I expect that you are ready for this.
Amen.
It shouldn't be strange to you. Because God has already spoken to us about this thing. So by this time, you should be ready for this one.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? This is not the time for thinking too much and getting worried with the world. You are not that type of people. Because you have already been prepared for this time. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, or you are.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me tell you what is going to happen. There'll be a clear difference between those who serve God.
Amen. Amen.
And those who do not serve God.
And so you have them now be who ni pefe one or more sum nyame. Any or more sum nyame.
So even the hypocrites in the church will be exposed.
And tinya chum for the water from almost ever for mohon chuma.
I'm saying it again.
Make case is subium.
When Noah was instructed by God. To warn the people. The word of God came. And they were supposed to heed to the word. But they did not heed to the word. When the floods came, it destroyed the whole earth. But those who heed to the word.
Now, so
you know the fact that even animals heed to the word. Even animals, they heed to the word. Human beings, they think they are wiser. In our days, animals are heeding to God's word. And human beings are refused to heed to God's word. I've never seen a male dog with a male dog.
Ah, okra.
Animals are hidden to God's word. Nature is hidden to God's word. Human beings have decided to be wiser than God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If you're a believer,
so we
you should thank God that you're a believer.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I just said? You should thank God you're a believer.
So we
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Let's quickly read it.
Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, we thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
To be tempted by the devil. Mm-hmm.
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
We are fasting this week, okay?
Amen.
Starting from tomorrow. We are doing 7 days of fasting and prayer. I announced this yesterday on Friday. We'll be here on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you happy about the fasting?
When you just say "Echirikum,"
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you remember the time we fasted, for the first time we fasted,
so okay,
one of the
topics
we prayed again was the spirit of fear. Do you remember? You see, whatever we did, was for this time. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you here? And you could see that the instructions of God were direct. God kept on commanding us not to fear. What it simply means is that don't allow the panic of the world to change how you behave and how you should act. Do you understand what I'm saying? I told you about Isaac.
Isaac.
Let me tell you something. There'll be hard times coming ahead of us. I said it actually in the beginning of the year. Because what is going to happen, there'll be a lot of economic challenges. And I told you people, this is not for us. Because we are believers. We operate under different circumstances. Our God wants to show himself in our life this time.
Amen.
I've explained to you too.
Amen.
Whenever there's a dark time, we read Isaiah.
Isaiah
said, arise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of God is reaping upon you. And remember that scripture I quoted. The next scripture, because gross darkness covers it. So this is not for our downfall.
And
God hasn't told us, then we
can
not talk about it. But because he spoke to us, the word came to you as a person. So you have to remember what he has told you.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I just said? I told some people to go and listen to the message on from 31st throughout. You see that? When the Holy Ghost was, you think as if maybe I've come to this time and God has told me and I've come back. The Holy Spirit knows everything.
Amen.
We were white on Saturdays.
Amen.
And then we congratulated ourselves. That we are in 2021.
And directions
of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you'll be going and coming.
Amen.
I know what I'm telling you. Some people refuse to cook. Oh, Holy Ghost, help them to see what I see.
Amen.
Please sit down. It's a good time.
Amen.
He said, fear not.
For
I am with thee. I am with you. Continue reading.
Verse 3.
Yeah.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Look at this. In this scripture, Satan said that if you are Son of God, command that these stones be. He never quote scripture. He didn't quote the scripture.
Continue.
But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
So Jesus answered with the word, with the scripture.
Yes, with the original.
Let's do the next one. The Holy City. Now look at this scripture. He said, now the devil took him up to the Holy City. Now look
at this.
And set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
And he said what?
And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written.
It is written.
It's not say your trust say.
Continue reading.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone.
Look at the scripture. So you quoted the scripture from Psalm 91.
And to our new country, Psalm 73. Psalm 91.
But listen to me carefully. You see, this scripture he quoted is a very serious scripture. And Jesus could detect from what he quoted that there was something wrong with the quotation.
This scripture
didn't talk about we're going to look for trouble.
He
said, just in case trouble comes to you, the angels what? But this time he's telling Jesus to go look for trouble. He said he should jump. So this one, he said, you yourself jump.
Do
you understand the difference? So this scripture, some Christians will do that. They'll use the scripture not to be wise. Do you understand? So they will not be wise in dealing with themselves. They have told us to do some, make sure we are washing our hands.
They
are using sanitizers. When you are coughing, close your
handkerchief.
We are just being wise. It doesn't mean that because his angels are covering you, you too,
also,
you have gone freely. No. We have to use
this.
Are you understanding what I just said?
Amen.
Are you sure you are here? So you have to, you are always clean. You should apply wisdom. Because Jesus didn't apply wisdom. He didn't go look for trouble. So he told what did he tell him?
Thou
shalt know what? Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So what do you mean that? What do you say? You should take care of yourself.
And to say, cut a show, who saw
it well.
And then the year.
Make your immune system strong.
Now said the bear,
God is protecting you.
Man, I saw when you are born, me home by.
You will live anyhow.
And to bet you have to send your upe.
Let's get that one right. Because what I'm about to preach,
we
are going to get certain understandings. But God wants us to not also leave our brains. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you understanding what I just said? Are you sure you are here? That's powerful. Say that's powerful.
Amen.
Let's go to the next scripture. So now we have established the fact that what pastor is preaching is to give us understanding so that what God has taught us not to fear, surely this thing cannot come against us. But we are not supposed to look for it by our behavior. Are you understanding what I just said? If the occasion arises for you to do something and which is necessary, which would demand that you may do certain things which a normal person may not be able to do, you shouldn't be afraid. It's not that there's no occasion for that, then you are going to look for it. You understand what I just said? Are you sure you understand?
Amen.
Okay, powerful. Say powerful.
Powerful.
Okay, the first scripture that I want us to look at, very, very importantly, Exodus chapter 8.
Exodus chapter 8.
Quickly. Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit help us. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start from verse Verse 20.
Exodus chapter 8 from verse 20.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses,
yes,
rise up early in the morning.
Rise up early in the morning.
And stand before Pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me.
Hmm. There are certain things that comes to me when I read the Bible. It just comes to me.
He said,
let my people go that they may serve me. There are certain people that because of this thing that's happened to the world, it will get them closer to God. I'm telling you.
Mm.
Continue reading. Some of you cry, you may be in this church like that. It's true.
Amen.
Continue reading. I'll tell you, people don't know what to do. Hey. People don't know what to do. And what I'm praying most is that our leaders should not have fear. Because if they have fear, we are finished. It's true. Because they can make decisions for us. We can cause many problems in our country. This fasting and prayer.
That empire near
praying for Ghana.
Ah, yebebo
are praying for our leaders. You are praying for yourself right this year.
Wow, empire man, I'm going ahead of
you.
Empire, ne do any time.
Sometimes you worried about yourself.
And yes, I bring that. Oh, how far one casa.
Oh, you don't remember congratulating yourself.
Mm.
Oh, you don't remember.
Mm. Amen.
Continue reading.
Else. If thou will not let my people go,
uh-huh,
behold, I will send swarms of flies, yeah, upon thee,
uh-huh,
and upon thy servants,
uh-huh,
and upon thy people,
uh-huh,
and into thy houses,
and into thy houses,
and the houses of the Egyptians,
and the houses of the Egyptians
shall be full of swarms,
shall
and
be
flies,
full of swarms and flies,
and also the ground whereon they are.
Can I tell you something? Anytime there's a trouble,
and maybe a how
the world is used to using scientific means.
And pray in the reality of money man so unbeshushe abodini
muyama. Describe the trouble.
Now omudia chesen your house.
They never understand the spiritual things behind it.
Omunim dase hunhum bi bita yechwe.
Do you understand what I just said? If truly this thing is logical. By this time people should find solution quickly.
And kasabre yanke yese kofwe hunhum waye.
You don't understand what I just said. I remember one of the times I preached about the end times. The beginning of the year. Someone remember the messages. And I spoke about pestilences. I spoke about those things. Now, when you are a believer, I said, I said that these things are not for you to fear. It's for you to prepare.
Ebe ye hu bepo o de bi.
It's for you to prepare.
And what must I be
and know how to handle yourself at that time.
Now what who said you be see a crowd who was happening?
Because you are not shocked about what is happening.
It sounds like what they are now one AC.
Are you understanding what I just
Amen.
Said? Are you sure you are here?
Mm.
Read it. So what happened?
Mm-hmm. Severe in that day, the land of Goshen.
About if it's your Bible, underline land of Goshen. Underline land of Goshen. Is that and I was severe in that day, the land of Goshen. Now, give me a different rendering that you understand what the word severe is. Severe.
But cut. This time,
separate.
I will spare the region of Goshen.
He said, I will spare. This is the issue.
Make
this is the issue.
Maya
is
like this, Goshen.
Is that Goshen is within Egypt. You can't imagine.
Goshen
is
like
something to Ghana. Listen.
I said, Bibibe to Ghana.
Let's put a middle country. Which country is that? Is it Ashanti? In the map, Ashanti is in the middle, right? Let's say Ashanti region.
Na Ashanti region
and the whole of Ghana.
Na Ghana nina.
This thing is happening all around Ghana. But when you enter
Ghana
Ashanti,
you don't see
one.
And so Ashanti region, I won't bakumpo.
That's how it looked at that time. So when God was speaking about this place, in the land of Goshen, you only see one. But this time I will spare the region of Goshen where my people live. No flies will be found there. Then he used the word, then you will know that I am the Lord. Listen, and that I am present even in the heart of your land.
Amen. Amen.
Give me a different scripture, message or something.
But when it happens, I will set Goshen, where my people live, aside as a sanctuary.
Listen, in this time,
it was happening.
You have been set aside as a sanctuary.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He said, look, he said, that will show you that I am God in this land. Let me tell you.
What is that?
People will see. When they look at you, that God is real.
Amen. Amen.
You have to believe what I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen.
Give me Amplify. Quickly, quickly.
But on that day, I will severe and set apart the land of Goshen. In which my people
in
dwell.
In which my people dwell.
That no swarms of gadflies shall be there.
No swarm.
So
no
that
fly.
You may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth.
This is what God is trying to do now. Those who are talking boastful. The unbelieving world. I said, when I'm preaching, I'm not like that going to quote, I'm writing prophecy. No, when I speak, I'm the Holy Spirit, I'm speaking things. I said that things will be shaken. You will see how many people resign. Because you see, when you put your trust in something else, when the time comes,
all the rest should be people from what? I'm running soon.
You will see.
And I will be hunu.
You will see.
And I will be hunu.
I feel like I'm
going to
this year,
I feel it
will be a clear distinction. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible is telling us that there was a time like this that a plague came to a country. And yet there's a group of people. There was no trace of that plague in their
life.
You know what is funny? Were they not servants? You don't understand the message. At that time, we were servants. But you know what happened? By the time the plague finished, they were millionaires.
No, moya adefo ankasa. Amen.
I've said many things.
Amen.
I've said many things. I've said many things.
Amen.
I said, you see, you watch what? By the time the plague finished, when
they
were leaving the place, they were so loaded.
No, moya adefo. No, moya adefo.
Jesus.
Amen.
This is not the time to entertain fear at all.
And yes, Sabi, now be me who a ball cry.
Let me tell you, some of you, when you cough, you say, hey, me ni
hey, me.
Don't be thinking like that.
Man, minister.
I said, don't be what? Thinking like that.
Man, minister. Amen.
This is the time you must soak yourself in God's word.
Amen. That brainy prayer.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
So it means that the plague came upon everyone.
And to also how the Bible be
but Goshen does minor.
And to Goshen there are more so.
I am prophesying over your life.
Amen.
A thousand shall fall at thy side. And 10,000 at thy right hand. But it will never come near you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take your seat.
Put your trust in.
Exodus chapter 9, verse 26.
Exodus chapter 9. Verse 26.
Exodus 9:26. Only in the land of Goshen.
Let's come up small. Let's come up small. Let's come up to from verse 13. No, it's too far. Verse 22.
And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward the heaven,
yeah,
that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt.
Look at the word. The hail is all what? All the land of Egypt. Continue.
Upon man and upon beast.
Take note. It will come upon man,
and upon every herb of the field,
hey,
throughout the land of Egypt.
Listen, the hell is coming upon every what? Every animal. Every what?
Every what?
Tree. It means that food will be destroyed.
And
people will be what? Hurt or die. Take note of this scripture. Throughout the land of Egypt, it will shock you to know, people will interpret it scientifically. They don't understand that the spiritual things can be explained too scientifically. It is God who created the earth. But you can explain at a certain point, someplace you can't explain anymore. Because God is also a scientist. But the corrupt of those, when they explain, they can explain it, but there are certain things they can also answer. For example, they are saying that we have an issue, global warming.
Yes,
right? They can explain global, but at the same time, they can't explain it anymore. You don't get the message. Are you sure you understand? So somebody like this, some bushfires will come, do extinguish the bushfire perfectly, but they don't see there's something behind it. That's the limitation of man's what?
Man's
mind. A man of God will ask a question. He said, I use the word. When does a feature become a person? And you know what the man of God said? There's no place written in any book that can explain when a feature becomes a person. They can explain how it is formed. They can do, but they cannot get and explain how has it become a person. Only God can.
There are some things
that belong to man, and there are some things that belong to God. So at a certain point, it is clear there are some things that men are limited. They can explain the virus,
give
you all that, but at a certain point they are limited. Thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I just said? What happened here? Continue reading.
And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven. And the Lord sent thunder and hail. And the fire ran along upon the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land.
This thing happened on this earth too. I tell you, but when I say there are hard times to come, as a child of God, you must have the word in your spirit. This is not the time you should be worried. No. This is the time you must think about salvation messages.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel. Giving life.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.